Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do I need to get, how about right here, where I'm comfortable?
That's you're good.
Perfect?
That's perfect.
Sweet.
All right, welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and this is going to be a fun episode, boys and girls. I hijacked Tyler Copeland from the Man Up podcast.
Yes, sir.
And guys, I've been excited about this one because every time me and Tyler get together, we just have a blast.
That's right.
And there's no rules on here.
So how many fucks do I have to give on this particular episode?
I mean, just, we don't have any to give, man. We're out here on the porch.
Literally.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Copeland Cove.
Copeland Cove.
It's like my own little fucking Hugh Hefner Valley right here.
So, man, we're on a mission. We're trying to get Tyler on, like, every podcast. We're trying to bump him on up to Joe Rogan. We think he's got what it takes.
Let's get me there, man. I would love to just be able to smoke grass, no problems, with Joe Rogan.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, but I want to not be able to have to worry about a drug test.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the first thing that the company did right when you got back.
So, yeah, well, fuck yeah. He'd be like, all right, drug test on aisle three. Copeland, drug test on aisle three. That'd be sad.
So, like, I've been on the Man Up podcast two times now. And like
Three times,
yeah.
Right?
Is it three?
Right. Or do we double up an episode?
I think we doubled up an episode.
Okay.
Might have been three. It is three.
It is three, yeah.
It is three, yeah.
Because it was like the Winnie Dog thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was serious.
Yeah.
And then the last one you did was pretty like...
Kind of in the middle.
Kind of both, yeah.
Yeah. That's I like that show, man.
Oh, it's fun.
Like, y'all got the right... It's just perfect. I was like, you know, Jake leads it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you add the humor value, and then Wes is like...
Wes just has it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't have, like, when he speaks, it's like, okay, it's time to listen.
Yes, absolutely.
So, guys, if y'all haven't checked out the Man Up podcast, I highly recommend it. They have, if it's just them, it's worth it, but they also bring on interesting people to talk about different, what would you call it, like, cultural issues, maybe?
Yeah, like Alan Aldridge.
I get on there and just act a fool. It's good not to be the host sometimes, you know?
I just love being able to run my mouth. It's the best thing, man. Like, just say... Sometimes maybe I do go overboard and say whatever comes to mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a few times that we kind of went off the rails a little bit.
There's no thought check.
Yeah.
There's no thought check with me, ever.
Yeah, there's a few stories that... I want to know the finish. I don't think we ever got to the end of it because it was like, okay, we're getting too far off the tracks, but here we can do it.
Okay.
I want to go back to the Missouri-Arkansas days.
Oh, wow.
For a little while.
There's a lot of, yeah.
Because there's some stories there I want to hear other than delivering pizzas, man. So tell me, like, originally, like, born and raised, where are you from?
Born in Blytheville, Arkansas. Raised in Steele, Missouri, which is 10 minutes north of Blytheville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't go far.
Why'd y'all move there?
I want to believe that they've always lived there. I don't know the details.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there. Like,
yeah.
There's no hospital there. There's no... Fuck, man, it's the size of this neighborhood we're in now. It's not big. 2,000 population, I think. But... So I just grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, mom divorced when I was two. So I had Blytheville, Arkansas, and I had Steele, Missouri. And they're They're both small and they're both shitty little towns. You know what I mean?
I can relate, man.
And they're cool. They're cool. I mean, they have their ups. Like, you got your back roads and you got your thugs and you got your rednecks, just like everywhere else.
That's right.
Literally everywhere else I've ever been has the same shit, just to a bigger, larger scale.
Yeah, man, with all like the traveling I've done, I've lived in a couple of different areas. It's like the one thing that I would make a remark on is like the only real difference in places is how much they charge you for drinks at a bar.
Exactly. Yeah. The larger scale, the more you fucking pay for drinks.
Yeah.
That's all.
Because, man, we had a buddy from New York. He came down and he hung out. The dude ended up like covering all our tabs. It was like four of us that went out. And, like, every time he went to the bar, he would always make a comment. I cannot believe this drink is this cheap. You would pay $15 for this in New York, and you're paying four here.
Nice.
It's like, it's like a white Russian or something. It's not even that big of a deal, you know.
Right.
It ain't like you're getting a julep at the Kentucky Derby or something.
But you got the homeboy with the bankroll in his pocket ready to spend some bread. Yeah, he don't have to.
Yeah. So he's like, I came here to spend some money. I'm going to spend it on y'all.
Oh, hey, you need to bring him back.
Yeah, he needs to come back, don't he?
I'm down to go out on that.
So, man, we've caught a little bit of the story on Man Up, but not on this platform. So, man, just like a little bit about growing up, man. What was you into? What was you doing?
Actually, I was into sports growing up.
Yeah?
I was into sports. And the older I got, I had a buddy who was just a complete screwball. He just fucked up every chance. You know what I mean? Like, he had a rough childhood. His dad passed away when he was young. And he was kind of my influence, I guess you would say. So we both quit baseball the same day. We were just, okay, we're done.
See, I quit baseball for music.
Really?
Yeah, I played it till I was 15, 16.
Yeah.
Then I picked up a guitar, and I was like, you know, I could probably play baseball till my senior year in high school, but I could play guitar forever.
Right. Nice. Well, this was the same thing, except not.
Here we go.
We put down a baseball for a black and mild and some good old Mary Jane.
There you go.
And like I said, he smokes to this day. Me, I don't smoke at all because of my job. But so, I mean, I guess he was on the path well traveled.
Yeah.
I kind of should have stuck with fucking baseball, I guess. But so we quit that. Started smoking herb. And it just pretty much elevated.
Tell you about the small town parties, man. Y'all ever have the big ones out in the cornfields, or what that looked like?
Yeah. We had bonfires and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to many, and the few I went to ended up in a fucking disaster. Like a guy tried to pull me out of my Mustang one time. I was like knee deep in a bottle of Xanax, and this dude tried to pull me out. So I had a mag light tucked in the right side of my driver's seat.
Yeah.
And he stuck his hand in there, and my first reaction was just grab it and hit him in the hand.
Yeah.
Well, he had a cousin that was like 6'3".
Oh, God.
He was like, hey, he's got a mag light. It's like, fuck, dude.
It's better than a gun.
Yeah, exactly. I figured you'd be thinking, hey, he's got a 40. Nope, just a mag light. And I'm not even trying to get out of my car. You know what I mean? So, the worst case scenario is you leave me alone and I don't touch you.
Yeah, I don't want to get out of my car.
But the deal was, it's like some chick was trying to screw him over, and I told him about it.
He didn't like it.
And he didn't believe me.
Oh.
So instead of believing me and being, you know, being
rational,
good, he didn't believe me, and he was drunk too, so he tried to pull me out of my car. Well, he wasn't big enough to pull me out of my car anyways, I don't think. This is my side. There's two sides to this every story, everybody.
There's three, right?
Yeah, the truth. The truth there in the middle. That's right. So I just grabbed the mag light and I hit him, pow, across the knuckles.
Yeah,
I hope that wasn't too loud. Oh, yeah, he was like, hey, he's got a mag light. He told his cousin. His cousin comes, and like I said, this dude's big. He's a big guy. He took my shit. He took my shit. So I threw it in reverse, hit that motherfucking gas pedal. I busted somebody's freaking passenger side window out, like with rock.
Oh, man.
But I didn't care. I was gone. I got out of there.
Yeah, you needed to at that point.
I did need to. That was like...
Was it like their territory and their party?
No, I mean, like, there was no territory. I was kind of like... I've always been kind of thugged out, I guess you would say. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've never fell in with one particular crowd. Because I'm not quite black, you know what I mean, to be thugged out. Completely. Everybody knows how that works. But I'm not quite country enough to hang out with the rednecks. Have you ever heard a song, Out of Control, by Travis Barker and Yellow Wolf?
I'm a fan of those, too. No, I ain't heard that.
Yellow Wolf says, I'm too rock for hip-hop. I'm too hip-hop for rock and roll. I'm too country for... I mean, I'm too city for rednecks, and I'm too country for city folks.
I feel that, man.
That's how I feel, really.
You know, growing up in high school, it was kind of that way.
Yeah.
Like I told you, like I had my teeth knocked out at an early age. And so, like, man, we had this party house that... the house I grew up in, it was vacant for a time because my dad was in and out of a halfway house. He was, had a drug problem for a while. And so that house was just vacant. We lived at my grandparents' was walking distance from there. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, we would be throwing down. Now, granted, it wouldn't be but, like, maybe a dozen of us. It was just me and the boys.
All right.
And their girls. And, man, it seemed like in these small towns, like, you go to these different parties. Like, let's just say we'd go to New Hope sometimes. Well, right when somebody found out that you weren't from New Hope, you had a target on your back, right?
That's crazy. Like, as close as all this place is together.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It's like, you ain't from here.
Right.
So what are you doing here? You here for the girls?
I've heard a lot of these stories.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And, like, the rival town, man, I went to South Lamar. And so, you know, after a football game, you know, there's always a big bonfire party somewhere. It'd be out in Vernon. Uh-huh. That's the rival town.
Rival town.
Yeah. You from South Lamar? Yeah. There's beef automatically.
And really?
So you're talking, like, by midnight. Guarantee it. There's going to be at least one fight.
No shit.
And it may be like a South Lamar versus Vernon. That's the way it was.
That's crazy to me because my personal belief, I don't have like a vendetta towards anybody unless you fuck with me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Like, oh, you're here to get my bitches? Take them scuzzy bitches. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I'm not going after them, I don't care who goes after them.
But it was like that at my house too because like one time I remember this story, man, is which I was in what I call rare form. I mean, I was at my house, so
yeah,
I had to go nowhere.
Right.
And so, buddy tells me about this next day. It's like, you remember us having to throw that? I ain't gonna say his name. Had to throw so and so out. I was like, yeah, no. What happened?
He said no.
Man, he made the comment to you that, man, all these girls in here. He's like, y'all got some fine girls in here. And he said. You looked him dead in the eye, and he said, they're all taken. So if that's what you're here for, you can get your ass on down the road. And then he got in your face, and then you told him, you better look behind you. And I was like, you know, 3-4 guys was just waiting for him to make a move.
Wow, and he wasn't from there?
No.
Okay.
And I told him, I was like, look, this is my house. I think it's time you go.
Right.
And, like, so I even did it at my own house, you know.
Oh,
and that was back when beer pong was a big thing.
Right.
You know, you throw a little money on the line, somebody lose, get a little emotional. Because hustling's a thing, right? You go
to
pool hall to hustle.
I hustled at a pizza joint, dude. I know all about hustling.
Same thing with beer pong.
Right.
That would always lead to a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
So it wasn't like that up there.
Not for me. Like I said, my cousins lived in Arkansas. Right, and I, like close cousins,
mm-hmm.
And
that's the guy you quit baseball with.
No, that was my best friend growing up. Like we don't even talk now, but growing up, Edward Henley, he was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like growing up, graduated, and then I mean I just moved here. I mean shit went, life goes on. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So I moved here.
Did work lead you down here, or was it a girl?
Work. Funny story. Like, I was almost fired at my job, and I had an inside connection who transferred me here.
So there's an SDR in that area?
No. It was Schick Steel. But I was working for Schick Steel, and me and the plant guy had the head plant guy had a beef. Over safety glasses or earplugs, one of the two. But the guy who turned me in, he wasn't wearing
his shit either.
The opposite. I don't remember if it was glasses or plugs. So either he was going to go blind or fucking deaf. Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm. But there's no greater sin, you know what I mean? You can't tell me, okay, well,
you're going to write me up for something you're doing too.
Right. It's wrong. I'm wrong, but you're wrong. So let's call it a deal. Let's put our shit on and go back to work.
It escalated.
They sent me the safety guy. So I'm telling the safety guy, I'm like, well,
those are the worst people on the planet, by the way.
Yes, bro.
It's like when I worked at Ingalls.
Condescending motherfuckers, man.
It's like they literally like walking around just looking for problems.
Yeah.
It's like, but, dude, let a person work.
But I can't shut my mouth. Like I said, it's not a problem until you make it a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's with anything. As long as you don't shit on my doorstep, dude, I have no problem with you. Ever. Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not that way. I'm not a confrontational person. I'm a go-by-the-flow type of guy, and if you fuck up my flow, then it's your ass, right? And I'm not claiming to be a badass. You know who I fucking hang around.
Yeah.
I hang around badasses.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm not a badass. But, so homeboy did what he did, sent me to the safety guy. I told the safety guy, I was like, that's funny, because he didn't have his fucking safety glasses on.
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about him. We're talking about you. I was like, well, what's the fucking
difference? Let's talk about both of us.
Yeah. Get both of us in here. Let's correct both problems. So anyway, the head guy comes in, long story short, and he's like, you got a problem? And I'm like, you're goddamn right I got a problem. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm a man. I'm a man before anything. I'm just a person, dude.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I got a problem. And so he's like, well, let's settle it right now. What's going on? And I tell him what's going on. Not good enough for him because the other guy was supervisor.
Yeah.
So basically he sends me out. He kicks me off the job temporarily, according to him. And then I took my hard hat and I just crushed it. And I was like, fuck this job.
You big mad for that.
And when I did that, he looked. It was a fiber hard hat. One of the brown ones. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe it took a lot, but maybe.
Oh, that's some turtle shell looking things?
The good ones.
Yeah.
It was a good one. The good style ones. The ones that have the. It's
I
like
want
brown.
It's like a cowboy hat. You seen them?
Oh, yeah. Those are dope as fuck.
Yeah. But, yeah, who's that at Eagles? That's what all the Mexicans would wear.
Oh, hell yeah. Of course they did. I'm ready to ride a bull at any time, dude. Yeah. Or swim backwards. Who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah.
Going to America. But, he looks at me, stone face. He looks at me and he goes, well, I was just suspending you, but now you're fired. And I was like, well, now we can fight, right? And he's like, get off my property. And I'm like, all right, cops are going to be called if I don't. So I leave. And this person calls me. I'm not going to say who because I don't want to get him in trouble eventually down the road because I'm going to be super famous one day and this is going to come out. Probably not. But they call me and they're like, are you fucking stupid? And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty dumb because I had time to take it in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had time to take in my situation. I was like, yeah, I'm stupid. I just threw away a job over some idiot in a pair of earplugs.
How old was you at the time?
I was 20.
Yeah.
20, 21. Old enough to know better, too young to care. And so I threw away an opportunity. And then this person grabbed that opportunity and threw it back at me. Long story short. So I moved to Columbus. And it's been on ever since then.
Did you know anybody when you was coming down here?
Yes. My best friend's stepdad just happened to live here through SDI. He worked for the same company I did.
Yeah.
He quit that company to move to the steel mill. Started working at the steel mill. And when I told him, when like, my best friend told him, like, he's going to move here with us. He's like, fuck no, he's not. Like, that's how bad I was. He was like, no, he's not. He's not coming. And I told him, I was like, man, if you just give me a chance, I'll prove you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like,
I'll drink this whiskey first. I want to try it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. These are going to be gone before we leave. They have to be.
They have to be.
They have
to. By the way, dude, great choice. Ghost in the Machine is my favorite beer.
You know, it's funny because I can't take credit for this. This is the second 4-pack I've ever had. But my boss now put me on this shit.
You know,
all of it.
It's funny, like, there's a couple people out there that fans of the show. And we run one show. It's called Untapped and Vinyl.
Yeah.
And so it's just strictly beer and music.
Oh, wow.
So, like, we'll get a craft beer that we've never had, you know, that Untapped app. And Monk keeps track of what we had so we don't do the same beer. But sometimes we just go back to that beer because it's both our favorites.
It's a good beer.
And, like, you know, people that enjoy the they don't listen to that show particularly just because they don't like drinking.
I would like to be a part of that show one day.
Dude.
Just, I would like to sing Church Mouse, Quiet as a Church Mouse.
Can we do that here? That's kind of a man-up thing. But, I mean,
I don't know if we can or not.
Like, okay, like when we do the Porch Talk Man Up episode,
yeah,
with or without Jake, we'll, instead of a quartet, we'll have a trio.
Quiet as a mother.
Quiet as a motherfucking church mouse.
As a church mouse.
As a church mouse. I think it's a hit.
Yeah.
I think it's a hit. The only thing bad about it is, like, I don't know if I can really sing or not. I was in the car the other day, and I was jamming, dude. I was just jamming.
Yeah, the radio loud.
Yeah.
Of course you can sing.
Of course, right?
Yeah. And then probably I turned, sounded just like the guy you were singing with.
Yeah. And then I turned it down, like, and I was
Stapleton,
like...
Stapleton or something.
I turned it down, and I was like, bro, you're fucking trash. Turn it back up.
Yeah, the window's down.
No. No, I'm not... It was on the highway. I'm not embarrassing myself like that. No way. It was fun, though. I was getting down, too. But I don't think I was getting down as hard as I was when I was... With the music up, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like you put emphasis in that shit with the windows.
Man, I mean, so
with
the radio in my truck just went out. It's been out for, like, a couple of weeks.
You fucking play guitar while you're driving on the road, don't you?
I wish.
Singing songs.
So I got my innards in, and, like, I like riding with the windows down. And, like, usually, you know, you got the radio. But this time it's just me, and I'm just singing. And I got the windows down. I'm at a red light. Person looks over there at me and be like, yo, what the fuck you doing?
What you want to hear, bro?
Hey, yeah. Karaoke, man. You got anything you want to hear?
Anything
I'm doing it. I'm doing it Acapulco here.
Acapulco. El Acapulco.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan, man. I need to get one of those albums. I need to buy one of those albums from you. Are they for sale or are they for download?
I just got everything, like, listed. I got to call the company that's going to press the label records. Because, like, that's the thing about a record is, like, you only have so much real estate. You know, that vinyl is going to spin.
Right, right.
And they said, like, anything over 22 minutes, call us. We don't know if we can put 22 minutes, you know,
really?
Anything past that. And, like, the B-side of the record is 23 minutes and 1 second.
I mean, that's, like, one side plus another side.
Yeah, A-side is good. It's 21 minutes and 17 seconds.
So two sides total, 55 minutes and 2 seconds. Correct?
45.
I'm drunk. What did you say?
It'd
22
be
and...
It's 23 and 21, so 44-ish.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
It's all...
I can't add for shit. I usually can do math.
It's all different musicians. Like, it's just people that I've had on the show.
But you're going to put out your own record, too, or no?
Yes, eventually. Yes. I'm on this record. Like,
right, Georgia, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I checked it out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I don't know the words yet, but I checked it out.
Oh, man. Hey, I got a party at the house next Saturday. We're gonna bowl some crawfish.
Next Saturday?
Yeah.
Like this coming Saturday?
Yes.
I'm out.
You working?
I'm working. Like what time?
We're going to start cooking at 2. I'm telling people to show up at 3. We're going to start music
at 4.
3:30. Come on. I'll play for you. I'll save you some food.
Okay.
More than welcome.
Let me talk to the wife. You and I will talk to the wife after this. And
over pizza?
Over pizza and we'll run it.
Sounds
so my
good.
Brother might be here. Is that cool? He's
Bring
coming
him.
Tonight.
Bring him.
Okay.
What's he coming today? Come down to visit?
Yeah. You can call it that. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Cool. But yeah. I've got on my own record, I've got 15 songs recorded at the house that I'm proud of. And I wanted to put out 11.
Okay.
And I'm still writing.
And that's 44 minutes?
With me, no.
No?
Georgia's the longest song that I've written. And, well, I got a couple more on my YouTube page that's 5 minutes, but I just put them up as demos. They're not finished.
What inspired Georgia? Are you from Georgia on accident?
Or no. Do you want the story behind it?
Yeah.
Is that
a person?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So after my divorce, there was a chick that was trying to rebound me, and she was moving to Georgia. And so the whole time I was dating my ex-wife, engaged to my ex-wife, and married to my ex-wife, she was always hitting me up to leave her for her.
Okay, to move to Georgia.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's the story.
Okay.
I missed you once, don't want to do it again. Stay with me. I'm not going to Georgia. That's the premise.
Nice. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I didn't go to Georgia, by the way.
I see. I see, because you're in Copeland Cove hanging out with the fucking T-Dog.
That's right.
The T-Dog. That's not my name, by the way, everybody. Do not fuck that up. It's just a joke. I'm sorry.
It's like, we giving ourselves nicknames?
No, yes, we are. What would your nickname be? You got to give it to yourself, though.
Okay, apparently it's Redbeard.
No, you got to give it to yourself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's like the absolute worst thing to do.
I know. That's why. That's the game.
Can I go with the...
I just gave myself the shittiest nickname
ever. Did I ever show you
ever.
My god-awful tattoo? Remember no. talking about that?
No.
I'm going to go with that nickname, even though it was given to me. Fire. Okay. I'm going to show you the tattoo tonight.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire. Fire. Red in the head, fire in the bed. Everybody. Alan Aldridge.
Hey, we don't tell lies here.
We don't tell lies. We don't tell lies, and we don't drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes the whole entire time on Porch Talk.
Welcome to Porch Talk, by the way.
Welcome to Porch Talk. I think we should do this again.
I don't see why not.
It's not even over yet, and I feel like this is... I mean, the setting's nice.
Yeah. No sweat.
No sweat?
I like that. Sometimes if someone calls me, I'll answer them, and then they're on Porch Talk.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm digging the...
I can't talk in text. I'm fucked up.
That's good. I like that.
I know. I'm like real shit at it, but it's over now. It's not going to be a... It might be one more ding, and then we'll be done with it. It'll be done. The pieces here.
Is that DoorDash?
No. We did Papa John's. We do Papa John's here.
Yeah, there's a Papa John's here.
Hey.
I'm just such a Domino's fan. They here?
Are you really?
Yeah, I mean, I like all pizza.
That is insane, because we used to like Domino's, too. And we started eating Papa John's, and it's like...
You know what the thing about the Papa John's is? The best part?
The sauce.
Okay, that's great. What about that pepper, though?
Oh, that fucking pepper. That was my second one, dude.
Yeah.
No lie, that was my second one. That fucking pepper is delicious.
Yeah.
And they don't eat the pepper, so if
you
we
get
were,
the pepper.
If we order two pizzas, I eat the pepper. I eat the pepper. I eat the... I don't eat the other
I'm
shit.
I'm
going
to go ahead and hit it with you. Chinese places is like a pepper is better than a fortune cookie.
Yeah, me. Chinese places. You're fucking wrong if you don't have a banana pepper.
Hey, what's your favorite joint to eat at here in Starkville?
My favorite joint to eat in Starkville? I'm going to have to say El Veracruz, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
Is that the one that's over there on Stark?
It used to be Blue 42. One? Yeah, that fucking place is hidden.
It's
Shout
crazy
out.
To me. It's like, why can't a restaurant right in front of a movie theater? What? I was like, how was that not successful?
I don't know if they're taxing like a motherfucker on that place or what, but...
You know, that's the thing they used to say about the Chick-fil-A, because, you know, in Columbus, you know, remember the first, it had this huge, like, helicopter propeller for a single
No,
fan?
I wasn't there, but whenever they had the Redneck Tea, whatever that place was called.
That was the next one.
Oh, my God.
It was like some kind of roadhouse.
Bring that shit back, boy, because I be getting fucked up on that Redneck Tea, boy. Kermit the Frog style. No shit. That shit was lit, dude. I used to smash that shit all the time. Oh, I had the helicopter in the side you're talking about.
That's right.
The big-ass fan.
Like, if they turned it on
called.
High, like, the ceiling would take lift off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insanity, even. So, you put them peanuts in the floor... And then they cut that bitch on, and it just blows them in the corner, and they pick that shit up.
Uh-huh.
Lucky asses.
That was smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
All
know.
Roadhouses should do that.
All, yeah. What was that place called?
I don't remember. But that was always the story behind that property. You know, like, Lee Mall right there? Like, everybody complains about the parking lot. You know, Lee, he finally sold the building, but he still owns the lot.
Oh, he was a person?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Dutch Village.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that big property? There's a Dollar General there now. Yeah. So it used to be a big property for sale. They was going to build like another mall right there. You know what he did? He bought half that property so they couldn't do it.
Really?
That dude, yeah. Dude's ruthless.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Scarface.
Yeah.
He's a Scarface of the mall business.
That's right.
That's badass.
And so, like, that's since, bad as fuck, dude. And even with the mall, like, he sold the building but still owns the property and the lot. So, like, you got to pay me for that building.
Say hello to my parking lot.
Yeah. And it sucks.
There's potholes everywhere.
Yeah.
It's what they use for swimming pools for the Puerto Ricans.
It's mercy.
Or the Cubans. I'm not sure. Mexicans. Who gives a fuck? Backstroke that shit. Who cares? I don't know, man.
Welcome
to Porta Talk. Welcome,
Tyler Copeland. The number one thing I like, it's... I got a lot of things I like about the Man Up podcast, but it's the fact that you were not PC at all. You gonna say what you gotta say.
Hey man, it just comes out.
Yeah.
It's honest.
Yeah.
Really, it's honest.
I don't think you mean it disrespectfully.
Nope. I mean it fucking honest.
Yeah. Like just, comedian.
Yeah. Just brutally honest, funny. If you get upset about it, I'm sorry. I don't mean any disrespect. But at the same time, it has to be said, man. It's like, come on, dude. Who has that fucking thin skin?
A lot of people, I guess.
They do. But if they knew how much money was out there just saying what you feel, you know what I mean?
You know what it comes down to me, what I believe about those type of people?
What's that?
Especially, like, let's just say, okay, I started a podcast. You want to start your own podcast sometime, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you understand how thick your skin has to be to put yourself out on the internet?
All right. I mean, yeah. I mean,
I get, you know, I get
reviews.
Yeah, I get fan mail. I get reviews and all this stuff. And, like, I have people, like, write me.
I like that.
And...
Yeah, I like that a lot. Quote. Fuck those motherfuckers. That's what that means.
Yeah, right. It's like, okay, you didn't like that episode, okay? Well, don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Try it again next time.
Turn the shit off and fucking listen to it next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a big deal.
No. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
No. Like, I'm not going to know if you're going to hear it or not. That's the thing. Like, if this episode is too hardcore for you, turn shit off. Turn the fucking shit off and let's try again next week.
Yeah, sure. But I'm going to have you back on, so...
I mean, like you. I've seen your fucking map. Your map's huge.
Yeah.
If I, Tyler Copeland, E. Tyler Copeland, Eric Tyler Copeland...
T-Dog.
49994... Just kidding. That was almost my social security number. I almost let it out. If I'd fucking offend you, turn the shit off. If you don't like me, next week it'll be someone else. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? It's not that serious.
That's right.
It's not.
It really isn't.
And it bothers me so bad that people get so offended over so little of shit. That's one thing that does fuck me up. Like I said, I'm very easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Getting up at 9:30 in the morning, you know. Get ready for church. Go to church. Get off. Go get you something to eat. Relax the rest of the day, right? That's how fucking easy I am.
Oh, yeah.
But instead... For a motherfucker to look at me and be like, I'm offended by what you said. Fuck you. I'm that easy. Like, how could you be offended by something that I said? When you probably say worse shit than that in your own fucking house.
Yeah.
Your kids probably hear you say worse shit than I say on fucking line.
I'll tell you this. Is like, you're from that, like, Missouri area. So, like, it might be as, like, that far north. But, like, I know people that are, like, Yankees.
Yeah? No.
And, like, you know, like, the history of the South is just so racist, right? Bullshit.
Man.
Like, they say more racist shit up there than I've... Like, they said a bunch of shit I'd never heard.
Okay, let's just go my grandmother. God bless her soul. She passed away a few years ago. Funny shit I ever heard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, black people.
Oh, God.
She goes, I'm not racist. I was like, Mom, Lush, you racist. You racist, ain't you? No, I'm not racist. I let black people clean my house. I was like, you're shitting me, right? She's dead nuts, brother. She was serious as it gets. I let black people clean my house. I was like, okay. What else are they good for? I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Oh, grandma, you're rolling over in your grave right now.
No, really. She lets black people clean her house. She's not racist. I was like, yeah, you're pretty racist. I mean, it's shit she would say. Like, I have hundreds of black friends. Like, I don't know. It's the area I grew up in, and I don't see a fucking thing wrong with it. Nothing. Black people, I had a dream the other night. I wrote a memoir. No lie. And it was about color. Like, if we could get away from color, we would get away from so much other shit in this world. Like, if people seen people as people instead of black people, white people, Mexican people.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
If people seen people as just people, we would be away from a lot of shit.
You know, like, right now in the times that we're in is, like, we're effectively becoming more and more racist.
Yes.
Like that thing you just smoked, that's being banned.
Right.
Along with flavored cigars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, like, right now, like, NBC and all those guys is like, guys, this is not racist. We're working really hard for it. If you're telling me that you're working hard for it not to be, then it probably is.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be, Colonel Sanders.
And, like, okay, you're going to.
Fucking racist.
If you're banning menthol, why not take wintergreen dip off the market?
Exactly. Same flavor, same everything.
Same thing. Take mint off.
Hey, man, I gotta take a break for a second.
Yeah.
Do you hear these birds in this airplane?
I do.
Is that going to be on there?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, one time we were sitting outside and we had, like, you know, the locust?
Yeah.
We had that on there the whole time.
How do you feel about it?
I love it.
This is a nice little area.
You know, I could take it out. It's like with Pro Tools, with what I do, I never do, though. Like, we recorded one episode on this, dude, it was an awesome porch, but the highway it was on was, like, incredibly busy. And so, like, it was kind of hard to hear us from the traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I could have took it out. I didn't. Because it makes you feel like you're there.
What is this rate on your porch talk right here, this area?
It's a pretty dope spot, brother.
Like, if I was to light those two lights and put that...
You trying to put the vibe out?
...bush right there, and we'd be between a fern and a... I don't know what the fuck to call it. What would you call this episode?
Like... You want me to rate it?
Let's pretend it's an elephant ear. Between a fern and an elephant ear, what would you call it? What would you rate it? Yeah. This porch right here.
Second dopest porch I've ever been on.
No way.
Yeah. The dopest one up. Obviously, it has to be my own.
Okay. Okay.
It's my porch.
Right, right.
That's where I like to
originated.
Yeah.
So you don't mind chilling right here?
Dude, I'm with this. Like, I might start hitting you up. You know, I'll be in your area next week. I'll probably read your meter.
Yeah, come with it. If you want to run it again next week, come with it.
Yeah.
That rock right there behind you, the rock behind Alan Aldridge, if I can paint a picture, is white and brown and yellow and rained on. We put that in ourselves.
You put that rock there?
Yeah.
Hey.
Sure the hell did. We've done everything to this place, man.
Like, how long have you been here?
3 years, I think.
I get another beer.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, what made you want to live in Starkville? Like, what made you want to leave Columbus?
Nothing. Not a motherfucking thing made me want to live anywhere around here besides the job.
Yeah. Thank you.
I could have stayed where I was at and made fucking $13 an hour and probably been happy as shit and coked the fuck out. And if we're being 100% honest.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of drugs there. I drank a lot of beers there.
So it was best that you got out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I was happy as shit. And now I'm just as happy as I was then. I have two kids. I have a wife. I have a nagging ass wife. I don't know who doesn't. And she's bad as fuck. Bad to the bone, that is. And, like, she did all this. Like, Copeland Cove is because of her.
It's dope.
Like, it's all those dumbass lights right there. They're, what's it called when the sun hits them?
Yeah, they're solar powered.
Solar, there you go. I'm too stupid to say that. And then we got the fucking mosquito things. And
hey, are those the electronic ones or the ones you actually had to light?
No, we got to light those bitches, but we got the same shit inside the grill. We're not going to do it in the grill, but the idea is to put it in the grill so it don't get wet. She bought me that for... birthday or Christmas last year. She got the table. I mean, she's lit this place up, because really, I'd let this motherfucker grow up. I'd never come out here.
Dude, I like kicking it outside. I get off work when I get home.
I do, too, but at the same token, if I don't have no one to kick it with, okay, it's kind of, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
But, like, she would kick it out here. She's not a big drinker. I almost brought the cooler we had from the game Friday night, the baseball game.
Hey, how'd that go, man? State kicks a lot of ass.
That's so funny that you ask.
Because, like, they're the heartbreak kids to me.
Do you honestly want to know how it went for me?
Probably awful.
No. So we were texting and talking during the whole game just about, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So they went into extra innings.
I always hate that shit. You know, I don't even like college playing nine. I think college should play seven.
Really?
Just like high school.
I wouldn't be mad about it, especially in this, especially in this fucking particular incident. So, you know, I got two kids, and they went with us.
Tanner hit the walk-off, right?
Fuck yeah. We left in the top of the 12th. We left.
You missed the walkout.
Yes. Walk-off home run, and we missed that shit.
I've done that. We used to go to the Joe, you know, over at Tuscaloosa.
I'm
I'll let you get back. We didn't know her.
Got a fucking gnat on my ass over here. I don't think this is gonna work, dog.
You getting ate up?
No. Well, I just sit on my glass. I figured it was that time of year, but I guess not. Fuck it.
I think it's fine.
I just snorted.
We used to go to Joe a lot, you know? I like watching college baseball. Yeah, I sit over in Tuscaloosa. That's what they call Bama's baseball.
Baseball field. Okay. Who, Joe Lewis? Joe Rogan? Arena?
None of them. Just the Joe.
Just the Joe.
And yeah, they call the softball the Brickyard.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah. Now, back in the day, they had, like, this great team, man. It was Jeremy Brown, Andy Phillips. He would be drafted by the Yankees, but he would never get out. You know, that's what I hate about baseball. Like, the older I got, that's another reason why I quit. It's like, let's just say you kick a lot of ass and you get to go play Division I college baseball.
All right.
You get drafted, then you get lost in semi-pro.
I had that question today about Jake Mangum, the guy for state last year or 2 years ago. I don't fucking know, but.
You know, he'll probably get lost down there.
Buddy of mine at work was like, yeah, he got drafted by the Yankees, but.
But when I lived down in Mobile, I would go watch the Mobile Bay Bears. You know, that's that little.
Oh, yeah, I know all about it, dude. I play the show.
Yeah.
I've been drafted by the Bay Bears 100 times.
Yeah, it happens. And, like, it's easy to get lost right there.
You know
there.
What's funny? When were you in Mobile?
From.
Cause I was there 11 years ago.
Well, you were there before me.
Okay, okay.
I was there from 2012 to 2011 to 2015.
Okay.
Or, no, to
2017. Yeah, I spent a lot of time there.
I was down there 6 years.
Not that long. I wasn't there that long.
What are you doing down there?
Working. The ThyssenKrupp plant. In
what'd you think about it?
I like it. I personally like it.
I'd go back, but I wouldn't live in Mobile.
Granted,
I'd live in Foley.
I'd Mobile.
I'd live across the bay.
I was in Saraland.
Oh, Saraland's dope.
Yeah, it's dope.
I like Saraland. You know, my ex-wife, she wanted to move there.
It's small. It's small enough to be small, but it's big enough to be not small.
Because you're just right outside Mobile.
Yeah, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I went.
Just hop on I-10 right on in.
Funny story about that place. Since you want to hear a funny story.
I love hearing the stories. A Tyler Copeland special.
Tyler Copeland special by Tyler Copeland.
You crazy as hell.
I took 10 blues.
Okay.
Okay, 10. That's a 10. For everyone who can't count, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's that many times.
You're better. You're back at math now. Are you sobering up?
Me? Better pour some more bird dog.
Hey, that's good, by the way.
You like it? You want another shot?
Let me get another shot of that.
Tell me when.
When?
So I took to
I'm going to have to get me a bottle. Where'd you, just any liquor
anywhere.
Store around
here? Yeah.
All right, yeah, I got it.
Take you a picture of it.
I got
with
it.
With me in the background.
You know, just for that, yeah.
You're going to need this.
This will be the picture I post for the episode.
Let me get my good side.
Get your good side, yeah.
You're going to need this.
Look at this guy. Would you just take a look at this guy? There you go. My phone froze up.
No, I'm so ugly. I broke this man's fucking phone immediately.
Hey, it's coming back.
That is insanity. Close
all
this.
All right, you ready? Tyler Copeland. That's it, dude.
Bird dog represent,
man,
baby.
I'm not going to show you that. That's fire.
Is it bad? Let me see it.
No, it's going to be my background.
I don't care.
Picture.
I'm not even going to touch it. Just let me check it out. Let me check it out. Just for fun.
That's my background picture right there.
Hey, man, that's way better than what it could have been. If you would have hit the other side, my nose would have been crooked. Fucking eyes would have been cocked.
Dude, have you ever thought about hand modeling?
Hey. Not with these dirty fucking fingernails, brother.
Hey, you hit them, though. Like you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I've fake posed a bunch of times. But anyway, so check it out. I took 10 blues.
10 blues, we're back on the story.
And then I smoked some of that bullshit-ass Arab gross gas station
spice.
Blueberry, yum, yum.
I'm going to tell you an embarrassing story after this.
Okay. You want to tell it now?
I'll finish yours first.
Okay.
You go first.
So I get to where I'm going to the Dolphin Islands. Yeah. You know where...
Would you go in the Dorties?
Uh-uh. I went to the beach, bro.
Why not? Okay, Dolphin Island. Yeah, it is closest. So I hate the horizon, though. It's like you get out there on the beach and all you're looking at is oil rigs.
I didn't see. I was so fucked up by the time I got there.
You must have been on the west side then. There ain't no oil rigs on the west. I go to the east side.
Must not have been. But there's nobody there.
The east side's private. The west side's public.
Okay, we did go public, but there's nobody there. Except for some chick that my buddy invited. But let me tell you, when I got there, I was so jacked up. We bought a bottle of pineapple rum. A bottle of coconut, what the fuck ever.
Oh, y'all were doing a big tropical.
Yeah, very tropical because of Tech N9ne's Malibulu song. You familiar with it?
Oh, not only am
one
I familiar.
150 one of
the. That's exactly how I remember it.
Hey, is that true?
That's true.
Hey, well, hey, I don't know.
We don't lie here.
I forgot what he said. That's true. We don't lie here. So I forgot what the fuck the dude said. So I got pineapple, coconut and grenadine. That was my three things, and I was like, yep, this is Malibulu, absolutely, because I don't fucking remember the words, and Spotify wasn't out yet. So I get the shit.
Yeah.
We make it up. Both fifths are gone. And remember I said I had 10 Xanax, right?
That's right.
That I took to the face. I had 10 more in my pocket. When I got to the beach, I was so far gone. I jumped in the water, phone, wallet, another 10 in cellophane. Actually, it was a cigarette wrapper that was burnt and folded over. So, of course, there was water bubbles. And I'm like swimming around, and I get a shock to the leg. It was the phone. The phone zapped me. I was like, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
Thought it was going to be one of them vicious jellyfish on the Gulf Coast.
It was just dumbass cell phone. Thanks a lot, AT&T. So I throw it to the beach. Then I start checking my pockets like a psychopathic Xanax Malibulu.
You're 10 in at this time.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad. That's nothing, brother, by the way. And I check my
pockets. To me, it would be. I never got off on the pills.
No, but let me finish. It gets worse.
Okay.
And then I started drinking that other shit, right? Before I got in the water. So I'm fucked up when I get in the water. Get in the water, and my phone shocks my leg, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I stick my hand in my pocket and throw it on, and then I start checking my pockets. Like, what idiot doesn't check his pockets before he gets in the ocean?
Well, I mean, granted, your state of mind.
Granted, but still, yeah. It's like, okay, I'm supposed to jump in the huge body of water. I hope I don't die. Let me check for my phone and my wallet, right? I didn't do that. So then I start checking for my wallet. I'm like, fuck, okay. Phone's dead, throw it on the shore. Wallet's in my pocket, throw it on the shore. Just check them again, just because.
Sure.
10 more Xans. The salt water is starting to eat them. And I was like, no, 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 salt water.
So you drop them.
I'm eating these, not you. And I drop them. And then I don't know what happened after that.
Of course not.
I just played in the Dolphin Islands. I don't know how long. I can only tell you I woke up back in Saraland the next day at noon. And this was at like 3 o'clock Saturday.
Mercy.
True. So I wake up. I look over at my buddy. I'm like, Ant. That is a small bug. That's not his real name. And he goes, yeah. I said, how the fuck did we get back here, bro? You drove.
He was asleep.
He was asleep, dude. He goes, you drove. Never missed a beat. And he lays back over and goes, sleep. I was like, oh my God.
I drove?
How?
Right.
It makes me fear for my kids, dude. Like, it scares the shit out of me. I did that at 22 years old. 20 Xanax, no telling how much liquor, bro, and spice, and I drove back 2 hours from the Dolphin Islands.
The guy that got into the beach without checking his pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who jumped in the beach with his cell phone.
Yeah.
That was during fucking... That was.
Did you put some rice on it to start work again?
I probably put in the sand. Sand soaks up water just yeah, like rice.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was during... What's the thing where get your directions? MapQuest. That was during MapQuest, dude.
Whoa.
That was like 11 years ago.
Oh, dude, I remember those days. You know, that's
the thing. You gotta print your fucking directions off.
Like, I'm telling you, like, okay, we're millennials. Like, we kind of grew up with technology. You know, we grew up, right. Like, you know.
I had a Super Nintendo.
We had Sega, Super Nintendo.
Exactly.
Nintendo, even.
Yeah.
We got to see PlayStation, Xbox.
Oh, I had
it. We remember the internet being invented.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I remember MapQuest. I remember going on family vacations and just having like a piece of paper that you were going by.
That was me. That was me. 20 Xanax down, 2/5 down. I think maybe the grenadine saved me. All that sugar in my belly was just going, don't die, don't die, don't die. I don't know.
You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Guide to Saraland. Cut his fucking head off. I'm like, done. Done, son. We'll do this. We'll run this. I smoke bath salts.
You crazy? Are you in Florida? Was you in Florida?
No, I wasn't in Florida.
That's a Florida story.
I didn't eat nobody's face.
That's true.
That's true. Homeboy got a new nose job off that shit. I hope. I don't know if that's true, but I hope.
I hope he did.
I hope he did, because that shit was gone. But yes, I smoked bath salts in Memphis. My homeboy was like, because we got, I'm going to just be honest with you. We, in Steele, Missouri, man, crystal meth was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
During the meth, I don't know if it's still a meth, what's the word, when it was booming?
Meth?
Yeah, when meth was booming, what was it? What's the word for that?
I think it matters where you was at. Like, down, like, and it matters who says it. Like, the redneck will say ice.
Yeah. Nah, it's different. It's different.
And then, like, I've heard it called crystal meth. I've heard it called white pony.
I mean, I've done an array of meth when I was younger.
I did some, like, accidentally one time. And what I mean by accidentally is, like, you go to a music festival, like, if you take ecstasy,
yeah,
it's going to be heroin-based, meth-based, you know, whatever.
All right.
And you don't know.
Okay.
Till you take it.
Yeah.
Right? Then you'll know if it's heroin or meth-based.
I mean, you want to go on a ecstasy trip with me real quick?
Not in reality, but yeah, tell me a story.
Voicedly.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Story. Storyteller.
Story time. It's story time, people.
Story time.
So I was in Dyersburg, Tennessee. I had this buddy from Texas. He was like, do you want to go?
Tyler, have you been around all? How many states have you seen?
How many states have I seen? I have seen California.
For what?
Work. I was in California for 6 months.
Cool, man. What part?
San Francisco. Oakland.
You know there's an app now that tracks the shits on the streets in San Francisco?
Shits on the streets.
That's right. For the homeless crisis.
I did not know that, but I have been through Tennessee. Yeah. City.
It's just like red. You know, like, you pull up, like, I don't know, what kind of phone you got? iPhone?
iPhone.
Use iMaps or whatever. Yeah. Apple Maps.
Yeah.
You know how, like, the the place you want to go,
like,
is
when you
like
say shits on the streets, you mean
like
literally
like a, you know how, like, where you want to go is like a red meat, like a red dot, like, yeah, pointing? With this app, there's a brown one. And there's a guy who just goes around and just marks all the shits that were taken by the homeless.
You know what, man? To me, that's sad. I'd be dead honest.
Why can't California keep their shit up?
But to me, dead honest, that shit is sad as fuck.
Yeah, it's sad. It ain't right.
You want to know how many of them shits that were taken were veterans?
A majority?
A majority.
That's what's crazy.
You want to know how many were dope fiends versus veterans?
Probably majority veterans.
Probably majority. I have a cousin, a younger cousin. He's so fucked up. He went over there. He was in an IED explosion. I don't tell this, and I hope my family don't get mad, but I'm sure.
We'll leave his name out.
I will leave his name out, but there's an IED explosion. He went to pick up his buddy's boot, and there was a foot in the boot. He has hearing loss. He has PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
He has been on drugs for years.
And you know what? I don't blame him.
I know, not at all. But he OD'd. He OD'd this year. He OD'd in a park. And right now he's on very much like life support type shit. Not really. Like, he's breathing for himself. But his mind is so far gone.
It's gone.
And I fucking can't stand it. Like, I went to the military when I was 18 years old.
Did you?
I did. And I'll tell this story on here, and I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I went there, and I got recycled. Recycled means you're not good enough for us. Right?
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, if I'm not good enough for you, then fuck you.
I'll get a Ranger.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was in formation one night, and a guy looked at me, and he goes, whoever doesn't want to be here, just leave. Are you following me?
I'm with you.
Okay, what does that tell you? Whoever doesn't want to be here, just leave.
What does that tell me?
Yeah.
That there's somebody there that they don't want.
I mean, what does it tell you? If
on top of, like...
If I say, Alan, if you don't want to be here, just leave. What are you going to do?
I'm going to leave.
I fucking left.
Because I understand that you don't want me there.
Correct. So I felt this way. And two other guys felt this way. So guess what we did? As a tandem... No, not tandem. That's two. As a... foursome unit. Quadrilateral unit. A quad foursome unit. Four people unit. We left. We hit the train tracks. We ran the train tracks from Fort Benning to Columbus, Georgia. To Columbus, Georgia, we got in a taxi. And we got a motherfucking taxi to take us to a hotel. Hotel, we spent the night. Two guys got drunk. Two guys did not get drunk. I was one of the motherfuckers who did not get drunk.
Okay.
Because I'm a real motherfucking soldier, apparently. I know it's stupid to be drunk when motherfuckers are looking for you. Correct?
Correct.
From there, also, I failed to mention that I toted a motherfucker for a mile on my shoulders for a...
But you're not worthy.
But I'm not worthy. But I toted a man for a mile on my shoulders for a mile. Literally. I put a man on my shoulders and toted him for a mile.
Ain't that bad
off? He couldn't breathe. He had asthma, which is one reason he shouldn't have been in the fucking military.
How'd he even pass to be in there?
I don't guess they check for asthma. Or if they do, it's very small. Or back then it was very small. That was 2006. It's 2021. Maybe they got it right.
Well, I don't get me started with military regulations today. Then I'll really start pissing people off.
Bullshit.
But anyway.
I don't have anything against the military, but fuck the military when it comes to basic training. Okay. Only when it comes to basic training. You have a lot of guys who are not ready to go into battle. Could you agree with that? I've met a lot of National Guard people, and they're so gung-ho.
Even Coast Guard are.
Right. Yeah, it's so easy to be gung-ho when you're not full-time.
Sure.
That's like saying, I work at GameStop, but not full-time, so I'm going to smoke some weed. It's like, fuck you, dude. You're not the same as me. I went there because my uncles went there.
Oh, it was a family thing?
For me, it was a family thing. My uncles went to the Marines.
Did you?
No. I mean, in my opinion, it don't matter what you do as long as you do it.
I'd agree with that.
Just say you're my daddy. You sing blues. And I sing fucking rock and roll.
Okay.
Right? We still sing.
It's singing. All the same.
It's the same, man. We're getting the same shit out of the same type.
That's a good analogy. Nobody's
the same,
bro. Is like whether you're Army, Navy,
Marine,
Air Navy Force. SEAL, Air Force.
Yeah.
National Guard, Coast Guard. You know what? I respect you.
I respect the fuck out of you.
I respect the hell out of you.
You're right.
You know what? Props. You want to rock that red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
Because that's something I didn't want to do.
Everything I got
same
American
with police officers.
Yes.
Same with firefighters.
Yes.
Same with EMS.
Yes.
Like, that's a civic duty that people are literally called to.
I got a little cousin who was a... Who,
and there's a lot of shitheads that do it that for pyro grab.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadows with a look of indecision on her face? Have you ever wondered how she looked when she was younger and decisions were the things she had to make? Did you see your father, baby, there beside your mother, laughing with his arm around your waist? Have you ever wondered how they were when they were younger and the only thing they had to lose was faith?
Welcome to the Tyler Copeland Experience.
As I like to call it, TC3, the Tyler Copeland Experience.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.